Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, May 11th, 2018, and I have Steve Ramp in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tina. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, and Steve, you are the Commercial Fishing Vessel Safety Examiner for the Coast Guard.
Yeah, I'm one of three full-time examiners in Southeast Alaska.
Awesome. And you're here to talk to us about some visits that you're doing to some of the outlying regions.
Correct? Yeah, appreciate you having us in. I'm traveling to three of the towns, or four of the towns that Raven broadcasts in, so it's a good opportunity. So hello to Pelican, Elfin Cove, Yakutat, and Port Alexander. I'll be in town to see you soon.
And do you mind giving us a little bit of information about those visits, the details for those?
Yeah, I try to get to those towns every year because they don't have an examiner stationed there. And I do safety examinations on commercial fishing vessel. I'll also do the Coast Guard's five-star exams for any, we call them UPVs, uninspected passenger vessels, the six-pack or charter boats. I'll do those exams while I'm in town for anybody that wants them.
And you also do these all year in Sitka as well?
Yep, I do them all year in Sitka, and Petersburg I'll be next week, and we get around quite a bit.
And what is a dockside exam?
It's a evaluation of a vessel and its crew to verify that they're in compliance with all the applicable federal laws on safety equipment on the boat. It's a free service to the boat owner or operator. It takes about an hour. The bigger the boat, the longer it takes. The smaller the boat, the quicker it is. Because, you know, Congress was smart in one aspect when they passed these laws back in 1990 that the larger the vessel, the farther offshore, and the more people on board, the more safety rules there are. Hmm. So a big tender that's over 100 foot with a lot of people on board could take a couple hours. A small single-purpose troller here in Sitka could take 45 minutes or so.
And can you talk us through one of those exams? What is it? What does it look like?
Sure. I've got a set checklist I go through. It lists all the various areas I have to look at. First, we check the vessel's registration, state number, or document. We check the life raft, the life ring, the immersion suits, the flares, the radios, the EPIRBs, all the safety equipment to make sure everything is in compliance and in good shape.
Are there any new rules this year that people should be aware of?
There's one that actually came into effect in summer of 16, and we didn't enforce it for a year. We used that year to educate the fleet as best we could, but it has to do with fire extinguishers. The aspect of the rule change that affects most fishing vessel owners are the fact that they're no longer allowed to do their own annual inspections of their fire extinguishers if they're the rechargeable kind. So if you have basically a red extinguisher with a metal handle, it's rechargeable, with a few exceptions. So you have to have somebody with a license to do it, check your extinguishers every year. If you have, in general, the white extinguishers with a black plastic handle, those are mostly non-rechargeable, so fishermen can still check those every year on their own.
And who would be someone that could check the rechargeable ones?
We have somebody in town in Sitka. There's somebody that travels between Wrangell and Petersburg. There's a guy in Juneau. There's a guy in Ketchikan. But a lot of these smaller towns don't have that capability to get their extinguishers checked. So maybe going to the white ones is a good idea, or shipping them out to a fire extinguisher servicer in Sitka, Juneau, Petersburg, wherever.
Cool. And is there anything that you see commonly that is one of these deficiencies?
Some of the most common ones are immersion suits that have exceeded their life expectancy and they're showing deterioration. The adhesives and stuff that are used in constructing them fail over time. They start losing their adhesiveness, so we can't accept those suits. I see probably 10% almost of the life rafts I inspect are hooked up wrong. So that's something we just correct right on the spot. Mm. We don't want a sinking boat to drag an inflated life raft under with it as the people are climbing in. Mm. Life rings that are, you know, they're unserviceable anymore due to cracks and getting waterlogged and the ropes are rotting out. So it's quite a variety of things.
Is there anything that people can do that can be helpful for you and before?
Oh, sure. I'm glad you asked. We have an awesome function online. It's called a checklist generator. Mm-hmm. And if everybody grabs a pen and paper, I'll give you the website here in a sec. But you can go online and plug in your vessel length, tonnage, how many people, where you operate, how far offshore, and it'll spit out a specific checklist of all the federal requirements that apply to your vessel. Mm. It's a great tool to get ready for your exam or just to make sure your boat's legal before the season, whether you're having me aboard or not. Mm. And that website is www.fishsafewest.info. So all run together, FISHSAFEWEST.info.
Awesome. And is there anything that you, I don't know, is there anything else that you want to add to that?
Well, another sort of new rule, it was 2015, but it made these dockside exams mandatory for any vessel that operates more than 3 miles offshore. So if you haven't had an exam since 2015 and you operate more than 3 miles offshore, you need to get a hold of an examiner so we can get down, make sure your boat's legal, give you a sticker, and then you won't be subject to getting boarded offshore and getting issued a violation that could be, it could subject you to a fairly significant civil penalty.
And why do you feel like this is important? Why is it important that people get these exams besides it being mandatory?
It's all about getting everybody home safe after every fishing trip. That's the sole purpose for my job, is to increase the safety of the fishing vessel fleet and get our friends and neighbors home from their trips.
Awesome. And so can you give us your schedule for when you will be traveling?
Sure. If anybody's listening and going to be in Petersburg, I'll be there next week from Tuesday through Friday. And then the following week, I'll get into Pelican on Monday about midday. I'll do exams that day, Tuesday and Wednesday morning. Then I'll jump a float plane over to Elfin Cove and do exams Wednesday afternoon, all day Thursday and all day Friday. The following week, I'll be in Yakutat from Tuesday through Thursday. And I get into town late morning on Tuesday and leave late evening or late afternoon on Friday or Thursday. And then I'm home for a week doing exams here in Sitka, and then I'm off to Port Alexander Tuesday the 19th through Thursday the 21st.
And do people have to make appointments, or how does it work to have you come?
Yeah, I'll be on the dock. Somebody can just flag me down, ask me to do an exam, but I have sign-up sheets in Pelican at the City Hall office. There's a sign-up sheet at the community building in Elfin Cove and one at the hardware store in Yakutat. And when we get later in the month, I'll have one at the post office in Port Alexander before my visit. So they can sign up there and we'll get them taken care of.
And here in Sitka, do they have to call you, or are you usually around? Or?
I'm around. Most any fisherman has my card or my number that's been around town a little bit. But my phone number for work is 966-5620, and that'll get you me, and I can schedule your exam. I can usually schedule it the same day or the day after, depending on the demand. If I'm out of town, there will be a message on my phone listing another phone number you can call, because all three of the active duty Coast Guard members that are in our office are all qualified to do these exams as well. So we can take care of anybody's needs, even when I'm traveling.
And how long have you been in this position? How long have you been doing this?
I'm in my sixth year right now, almost done with 6 years. It's been a great job. Get to meet all the fishermen, and it's very rewarding because I feel like I'm doing something good for the industry.
Oh. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add or you want people to know about?
I can't think of anything. We've covered it really well.
Awesome. So if you're just joining us, I have Steve Ramp in the studio with me this morning. He's the Commercial Fishing Vessel Safety Examiner here in Sitka for the U.S. Coast Guard. And he's going to be traveling, visiting some outlying communities. So if you have any questions, you can give him a call. Do you want to give your number one more time?
Sure. It's 966-5620.
Awesome. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks, Tina.